So we're going to tell you a story today. How many of you have ever heard of someone in the Bible called Paul? Have you ever heard of Paul? No? Have you ever heard of anybody named Paul?
Yeah.
What was Paul?
Paul was...
Missionary.
Oh, that's good. He was a missionary, which is kind of a big word to mean someone that goes to other countries and tells people about Jesus. So Paul went to other places and told them about Jesus. But guess what, Joey? They didn't all like to hear it. And so you know what they did one time? Paul had a traveling friend named Silas. And they said, stop telling people about that Jesus. And they wouldn't stop. So they grabbed Paul and they grabbed Silas and they threw him in the jail. This is going to be the jail. And then, so they wouldn't escape, they stockaded their hands. Everybody put your hands touching each other. Pretend like there's big chains on them. Okay? So here is Paul and Silas. They're in the middle of a jail. Oh, by the way, this isn't modern jails. We don't have cafeterias or libraries or cable TV. This is like a dungeon. They would build their jails down into the ground with rocks on the wall, and the water would seep down, and at night there was no light but maybe one little torch, and bugs would creep on the ground and rats. They were horrible. So Paul and Silas are in this jail, and what had they done wrong? Nothing. They had just been telling people about Jesus. So if you were in the jail at night because someone had put you in there for wrong reasons, wouldn't you be kind of ticked? I would. But you know what they were doing, the Bible says? They were singing and praising God. Now, that's kind of the craziest thing I've ever heard. You're in a jail. Your hands are in chains. You have water dripping on you. There's no light. There's rats running around. And they're singing, how great thou art. Hopefully a little better than that. I don't need your laughter. They're singing and praising God. And you know what the Bible says happened while they were singing? Okay, put your hands back here. We're gonna act this out. Our hands are in jail. We can't see anything. It's dark. But we're singing. And as they start singing and praising God, the Bible said there was an earthquake. Earthquake! Earthquake! Very good. And when the earthquake was done, the prison doors had opened and all their chains had fallen off. Now, I would have thought, what would you do at that moment? Absolutely. I'm running. I'm out of here. But you know what the Bible says? Paul and Silas didn't run. They just stayed there. And the jailer, the guy who was in charge of the jail, he runs in when he knew that the doors had come open. He's like, oh, everybody's escaped. Because he probably would have been killed for letting them all escape. And he's so distraught. He said, they've all escaped. And Paul and Silas out of the darkness said, no reason to cry, we're still in here. What? He couldn't believe they had stayed. And so, you know what? The jailer that night became a follower of Jesus Christ. In fact, he took Paul and Silas out of the jail for a moment. They went to his house, the jailer's house. All his family became followers of Jesus. They all got baptized that night, and then they had to bring him back to the jail. And he said, well, do you guys want to escape? And Paul said, you know what? They put us in here wrongly, but they arrested us in public. So that I'm not going to sneak out in the middle of the night. I'm going to wait till I'm on trial so they can tell me in public that I'm innocent. And that's exactly what happened. The next day they were released. But what a funny story that in the middle of the night, in a horrible circumstance, they were praising God. You know, sometimes when life is hard, that's just what we need to do. We need to get a little song and lift up a little praise to Jesus. Let's join hands and let's pray. I'll grab your hand. God, we do thank you that even in those midnight hours when we don't feel your presence and we can't see you, and at times the tears line our face, and at times the stress keeps us awake, that you are there and we can turn our mind and our attention on you and receive the encouragement. And God, you may not always physically open the doors for our deliverance, but you'll always be there to encourage us and to bring us out. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.